Chapter 17. Three fingers are not enough fingers. By 4 o'clock, I still have no plan. And I am still a beast. My fur is making me really itchy. My shoes don't fit. My bottom lip is sore because I keep biting it with my fangs. My clothes are too tight and too short. Also, I am starving.
Time for dinner,
Mike tells me.
You're going to want a lot of meals. Beasts need a lot of fuel. Let me make you some spaghetti.
Jonah and I are sitting on stools in the kitchen. Beauty is downstairs in the basement, still sorting the books. Okay, I say with a pout. There are all kinds of things baking in the ovens and boiling on the stoves right now. Mike is cooking up a storm for the wedding, which will be in just a few hours. He hands me a plate of spaghetti and a fork. Thanks, I say. But when I try to use my fork to twirl my spaghetti, I can't figure out how to use it. I have only 3 fingers. Why? I don't know. I am missing my pinky and ring fingers. Where did they go? I would like them back. How does one do anything with 3 fingers? I drop the fork onto my plate with a frustrated bang.
Forget the fork, Mike says sheepishly. It took me a year to learn to use a fork. Just eat with your hands. I don't mind.
But I want to try too,
Jonah squeals. I love eating with my hands. Can I please have some spaghetti, Mr. Beast? I mean, Mike.
Sure.
Mike makes Jonah a plate too, and one for himself. The three of us lean over our plates, and we all eat with our hands. Much easier. Normally, I'd yell at Jonah for having bad table manners, but there's really not much I can say now, is there?
There's something missing, Mike says, sniffing the food. But I can't tell. My nose isn't the same.
It's still delicious, I say, slurping noodles. Mmm.
Thanks,
Mike says. He takes another bite of meatball.
I'm still full from lunch, though. What a waste. As a regular man, I can't really eat dinner anymore.
Hey, Abby, Jonah says, happily munching away. Do you want to change your name to something with beast in it? Something girlier than beast, like Beastette?
I spit out a chunk of meatball.
I do not want my name to be Beastette, I snap.
Beastella?
No!
Being a beast really isn't that bad, Mike says.
It seems pretty bad, I say.
Well, you never get cold,
he points out.
Winter is coming. It's getting chilly outside. You'll be warm just as you are, but I'll need a sweater.
I'd rather wear a sweater,
I say, scratching my arms. So itchy.
I miss my sense of smell, Mike says. I feel blind without it. Handsome, but blind.
He stands up and sniffs one of his pots.
Cooking isn't the same.
I guess, but I don't really cook.
I try to slurp up a noodle, but end up stabbing my bottom lip with my fang. I need to switch back, but how?
I wonder if there's another fairy who can help me. Are you inviting any fairies to the wedding?
The only fairy I know is Jax.
Mike huffs,
and he's not invited. He's dangerous.
Good point, I say. I guess I could ask Mary Rose. She's a fairy who lives in our mirror. She's kind of helpful, sometimes. Maybe she'll turn me back. Not that she helped Jonah regain his memory. Mary Rose does what she wants when she wants it. We don't know why she does what she does either. Besides the fact that she brings us into fairy tales, she's a complete mystery to us. Maybe she won't help me at all. I'll have to go to school as a beast. Everyone will laugh at me, even Robin and Frankie, and definitely Penny.
You can stop the wedding, a little voice inside me says.
No. No, no, no. There has to be another way. There isn't, the little voice inside shrieks. Stop the wedding! If you stop the wedding, then Mr. Beast will become a beast again, and you will go back to normal.
I block the voice out. Stopping the wedding of two people who are supposed to be together just to save myself would really make me a monster. And I am not a monster, despite what I look like. Despite the fact that I ruined Penny's painting. I'm not! I finish my dinner and march into the Great Hall to make sure the wedding setup is going well. Mr. and Mrs. Butler are lighting candles and hanging white streamers. Good. I head upstairs. In my closet, I find the pretty purple satin dress. I take a deep breath. I put it on. It's a little short, and with all that extra fur, it doesn't zip up all the way in back. But it's on. I go to the mirror in the sitting room. Sigh. I look ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The dress is way too tight, and my fur is bursting out of the seams. But what can I do? I'm Beastella. My parents are still in the mirror, too, but now they're in the corner. At least they're still sleeping. Their clock says 6 o'clock. It's getting late. What do I do? You could stop the wedding. No. Yes. No. I have to just go through with it. If I have to be Beastella for the rest of my life, then that's my punishment. I deserve it.